Extra Cover Cricket Flashback, Bangladesh versus Australia 2006. The second test between Australia and Bangladesh in April 2006 proved to be a memorable one for the Australians, and particularly their lovable fast bowler Jason Gillespie, in what proved to be his final appearance in the baggy green. There were two debutants in the game, with young off-spinner Dan Cullen getting a chance to back up legends Warne and McGill as part of a three-pronged spin attack. Bangladesh was also blooding a spinner of their own, with left-arm orthodox Abdar Razak getting a chance on the spin-friendly Chittagong wickets. Habibul Bashar won the toss and had no hesitation in batting first on what looked to be a sublime batting wicket. Things didn't start the way Bashir had planned, with Gillespie picking up three early wickets to have Bangladesh reeling at 3 for 17 in the 8th over. Rajan Saylor steadied the ship somewhat for Bangladesh, compiling a composed 71 before he was knocked over by a ripper from McGill. There was not a great deal of support for Saylor except for wicketkeeper Khaled Mashood, who made a gutsy 34 not out and occupied the crease for over 2 hours. Debutant Dan Cullen looked promising with his off-breaks, getting through 7 tidy overs and picking up his first test wicket when Gilchrist claimed a catch to dismiss Mortaza. Bangladesh were all out for 197, with Gillespie, McGill and Warne each picking up 3 wickets. Australia's run chase got off to a solid start, with Phil Jakes and Matt Hayden putting on a partnership of 67 before Hayden was caught off the bowling of Rafiq for 29. Ricky Ponting opted not to enter the crease, instead sending in Jason Gillespie as the night watchman. Gillespie and Jakes negotiated the Bangladesh bowlers until the close of play, with Australia finishing at 1 for 76 at stumps. Day 2 saw Jakes go on to make his half century, while Gillespie looked steady at the other end. Ponting came to the crease when Jakes was also dismissed to the spin of Rafiq for 66. Just 10 runs shy of a century partnership, and just after reaching his half century, Australian captain Ricky Ponting was run out for 52. Gillespie knew it would be safer in the middle than being back in the change rooms with the skipper, and he set about compiling both individual milestones and partnership records. Gillespie brought up his 100 on day 3, and the carnage continued into day 4 as he and Mike Hussey put on 320 runs before Hussey was caught for a glorious 182 off the bowling of Ahmed. When Gillespie did the unthinkable and reached his double century, Ricky Ponting called the boys in, with Australia 4 for 581 and leading by 384 runs. Bangladesh made a better fist of it in their second innings, compiling 304, with Nafees and Rafiq both reaching half centuries. The Australians proved too good, however, with Shane Warne claiming 5 wickets and Stuart McGill picking up 4 scalps. Australia won the contest by an innings and 80 runs and ensured a 2-0 series victory, having narrowly won the first test by 3 wickets. The obvious choice for man of the match was Jason Gillespie for his magnificent double century that'll go down in Australian cricket folklore.